Once Tulsa authorities knew the awful problem they had on their hands, they held a press conference calling for help. Tulsa Police Major Walter Evans, the head of a task force looking into the murders, says shortly afterwards, information started pouring in.
The Crime Stopper tips were the biggest help to us. From that, we were able to develop some really good suspect information on those two suspects and other associates that were involved with them.
The suspects are 33-year-old Alvin Watts, who is white, according to court records, and 19-year-old Jake England. He's identified in some records as white and in others as Native American. The men, who share a home, were arrested about 2 a.m. Sunday in Turley, Oklahoma, just north of Tulsa.
When we first heard about this terrible event, it knocked all of us for a loop.
That's Tulsa Mayor Dewey Bartlett.
It was a terrible, tragic event. Nothing ever like this has happened in this city in modern history.
Not modern history, perhaps, but Tulsa is no stranger to racial tension. One of the country's most infamous race riots occurred here in 1921, and a prosperous black neighborhood called Black Wall Street was completely destroyed. Tulsa Police Chief Chuck Jordan says times have changed here.
Our hate groups are very spotty. We have them over the decades occasionally. They're not something we have to even... We don't have them here to monitor them on a regular basis, and we feel fortunate about that.
The shootings caused a sense of unease in the mostly black community of North Tulsa, with people afraid to walk the streets. But officials here are reluctant to call the killings racially motivated. James Finch is an Oklahoma FBI agent.
This is where the really tough work starts in an investigation. This is where we can't afford to make mistakes. It is very premature to talk about hate crimes. We have yet to analyze all the information to understand the motivations of the subjects in this case.
Part of the investigation has focused on Facebook postings that appear to have been written by the 19-year-old suspect and suggests that revenge may have been a factor. The Facebook update has since been taken down, but Jake England used a racial slur and angrily blamed his father's death, which occurred 2 years ago, on a black man. The posting said, quote, "It's hard not to go off, given the anniversary and the death of his fiancée earlier this year." But while others aren't ready to call the killings hate crimes, Tulsa City Councilman Jack Henderson is.
Somebody that committed these crimes were very upset with black people. That person happened to be a white person. The people that they happened to kill and shoot were black people. That fits the bill for me.
Evening, church.
At North Peoria Church of Christ, people continue to fill the sanctuary for the last Easter service of the day. Reverend Warren Blakeney, the president of the Tulsa NAACP chapter, says he didn't want the families of the people who were killed to be lost in the shuffle of talk about the investigation.
We spend so much time talking about the shooter or the shooters or the people who were responsible for the crime until I didn't want to miss the real momentum of why we were doing this, and that is the families. Three people are dead.
There is praise here for how quickly arrests were made in this case. And Councilman Henderson says it may even improve relations between Tulsa police and the black community.
And that with the citizens' help, we may even do a better job of solving some of these crimes that in the past that are now unsolved crimes because people didn't come forward.
Officials add that Tulsa's fast action could even be a model for other cities, but police caution this case is not over, and there is much more to be investigated and analyzed. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Tulsa.